Okay, so today we're diving into integrated marketing.
Sounds good.
This is something that we've touched on before in various contexts.
Right.
We talk about marketing a lot on this show, and
Sure.
it always seems to come back to this idea of, needing a unified approach
Yeah.
to your marketing efforts.
Absolutely.
And I was really fascinated by an article on DoubleDome.com that you sent to me.
Yeah.
That really kind of zeroes in on this concept and why it's so important. And I thought, it'd be great to kind of use this as a jumping off point for
Absolutely.
our deep dive today.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
one of the things that really jumped out at me from the article, and from some of the other sources that you sent was just this idea that presenting a consistent image and strategy across all of your marketing efforts
Right.
is really, really crucial.
Yeah, it's not just a nice to have. It's like
It's not a nice to have.
really, really important.
Yeah, it's fundamental to building a strong brand.
Yeah, and I think that's something that a lot of people maybe don't
Don't realize.
realize, or maybe they know it in the back of their mind, but they don't really like
Right. Yeah.
fully grasp how important it is.
Yeah, they don't maybe operationalize it.
Right. Yeah,
You know,
exactly.
they have this sense that it would be good, but they don't actually,
Yeah.
put it into practice.
Yeah, and I think that's what we want to kind of get to the bottom of today is like,
Absolutely.
what are the core principles of this integrated approach and why is it so important even if you're not, some huge Fortune 500 company?
Exactly.
So let's start with like just a basic definition. Like, how
Yes.
does this article define what integrated marketing actually is?
Yeah, so the article really talks about it as a systematic strategy for delivering your marketing messages across a variety of different media
Okay.
and ensuring that there's consistency
Okay.
across those different
You
channels.
like your website,
Exactly, your
the
website
social media,
or social media.
your print materials, if you have any,
You have them exactly.
even like radio or TV.
All of it.
Okay, so it's really about making sure that everything is kind of speaking with the same voice.
One voice, exactly.
So it's not just about like having a really beautiful, well-designed website,
Right.
which is obviously
Yeah,
important,
of course, super important.
but it's about taking that same level of care and consistency and applying it to everything else you do.
To all the other channels.
Yeah. And the article makes this point that I thought was interesting, which is that when these different channels are all working together,
Yeah.
they actually become more powerful than they would be on their own.
Way more powerful,
It's like
yeah.
this kind of synergistic effect.
Yeah, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
Right, exactly. And that makes sense. If someone sees your website and then they see an ad, and then they get an email from you, and
Exactly.
it all looks and feels the
It
same. It
reinforces.
reinforces that brand recognition.
It
And I think that's really powerful.
builds trust as well.
Right.
When people see that consistency, it makes them feel like they can trust your brand more.
Yeah. It's like you're not just some fly-by-night operation.
Right,
You're
exactly.
like, you're here to stay. You're serious about what you're doing.
It shows you're invested.
Right, exactly. Okay, so we talked about how important this is, but let's talk about,
Sure.
the more practical side of things. Like for businesses that, especially smaller businesses that are maybe watching their budget carefully, how does this integrated approach actually help with like efficiency and cost effectiveness?
That's a great question because you would think,
Yeah.
well, it takes a lot more time and effort to do all this.
Right.
But actually, one of the points that the article makes is that if you have this sort of consistent messaging
Right.
and your visuals are all aligned, you're actually building on your previous efforts.
Okay.
So you don't have to start from scratch every time you launch a new campaign.
So it's like you're creating these building blocks
Building blocks,
that
exactly.
you can then reuse and repurpose,
Exactly.
adapt for different situations.
Yeah, you're not reinventing the wheel every time.
Right. And that makes sense because, if you're,
It saves time.
it saves time, it saves money,
It saves money.
and it also like, I think it can help you be more effective with your marketing
Hits
because
our goal.
you're not spreading yourself too thin.
Right, you're focusing your energy.
Yeah, you're focusing your energy on like a smaller set of things,
Yeah.
but you're doing them really well.
And you're getting more mileage out of them.
Right. And the article also talks about how this can help with like tracking your results
Yes.
because,
Instead of having like all
yeah.
these different metrics
Yeah.
from all these different channels that you're
Yeah.
trying to
Right.
kind of make sense of,
It's all kind of like,
it all ties together.
yeah, it all flows
So you can
together.
get a better sense of what's working and what's not.
Yeah, and I think that's really important for making informed decisions about where to allocate your resources.
Yeah.
Okay, so the article gives a really great example of, you know, the power of consistency.
Yeah.
And that's with logos.
Logos.
And it uses McDonald's and Pepsi as like...
classic examples.
Yeah, like classic examples of brands that have really like benefited from having a consistent logo.
Absolutely.
So what is it about those logos?
Well, I mean, they're so recognizable.
Yeah.
Like you see those logos anywhere in the world.
Right.
And you immediately know what they are.
And it's not just that the logos themselves are like...
real design.
Amazingly well designed. But it's that they've been used consistently.
For so long. Across so many different applications.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you see the McDonald's arches on
everything.
Like
Billboards.
TV ads.
Packaging
napkins. Yeah. Everything. And it's the same with Pepsi.
Exactly. You see that red, white, and blue globe.
Yeah.
And you know it's Pepsi.
And it's that consistency.
The consistency.
That's really kind of like cemented those brands.
Into our minds.
Into our collective consciousness.
Exactly.
And the article makes this point that like a good web design firm can actually help you with this.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because they understand how to create a logo.
Right.
That's not only visually appealing,
mm-hmm.
but also works well across all different media.
Yeah. So it's not just about like having a logo. It's about having a logo that can be adapted for different contexts, but still maintain that core recognition.
That core identity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not just about the logo though, right?
It's not just the logo.
It's about like all of the design details.
All the design details.
And the messaging.
The messaging, the tone of voice.
Yeah, like everything has to kind of flow together.
It has to flow.
And feel like it belongs to the same family.
Absolutely.
So whether someone's on your website.
Right.
Or reading a brochure.
Yeah.
Or hearing a radio ad.
Or talking to a customer service rep.
Right. They should be getting the same message.
The same vibe.
Yeah, the same vibe, the same feeling. And that's what really builds that strong brand recognition.
And a positive image.
Right. And I think that's something that's really important for businesses of all sizes.
Absolutely.
But especially for smaller businesses because...
you need to make every impression count.
Right. You don't have the same kind of like...
resources
as like a huge multinational corporation.
Right.
So you have to be really smart about how you're using your marketing budget.
Every dollar has to work hard.
Exactly. And I think that's where this integrated approach can really pay off.
Big time.
So for anyone listening out there...
yeah.
The key takeaway from this deep dive is that
integrated marketing
is essential for building a strong brand,
regardless of your size.
Right. It's not just for the big guys. It's for everyone. And it's really about making sure that all of your marketing efforts are working together.
In harmony. Yeah.
To create that unified message and that consistent visual identity.
Absolutely.
So... you know, I think we've covered a lot of ground today, but
yeah, we have.
I want to leave you with one final thought to kind of like chew on.
Okay.
So we talked about how important consistency is,
mm-hmm.
but I want you to think about the flip side of that.
Okay.
Think about like what happens when there are inconsistencies mm-hmm. in your branding.
Interesting.
Like maybe it's something small.
Right.
Like maybe the shade of your brand color is slightly different online versus in print.
Yeah.
Or maybe the tone of voice in your customer service emails is a little bit different.
Slightly off.
Yeah, slightly off from like your social media posts.
Right.
Like, how could those seemingly minor discrepancies actually...
damage your brand.
Yeah, erode trust.
Right. Erode trust. Confuse your message.
Confuse people.
Like, make people think that you're not really...
not really sure who you are.
Yeah, not really sure who you are or what you stand for.
Yeah.
So that's something to kind of like think about and maybe like...
audit.
Yeah. Audit your own branding.
Your own stuff.
And see if there are any places where you might be...
slipping up.
Yeah, slipping up.
A little bit.
And you know, just remember that...
consistency is key.
Consistency is key.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for today's deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining me.
Of course.
And we'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye.